त्याग तप की वो है मूरत, प्रभु सिरत की वो है सूरत। त्याग तप की वो है मूरत, प्रभु सिरत की वो है सूरत। हर बंधन से मुक्त वो रहता, वो तो गुणों की खान है। योगी जीवन बड़ा ही प्यारा, ये प्रभु का वरदान है।
ओम शांति। इज इट ओके? The frequency number is 102.7. This is the frequency number. Are you getting it? Yes. So this morning we have Baba's special jewel, God's selected and elevated jewel in front of us, the one who is always seated on the elevated throne of self-respect and teaches everyone to fly with zeal and enthusiasm and also to be a self-sovereign. And you know that being the master son of knowledge, and his name also indicates Suraj. You know what is Suraj? The rising sun. So morning sun, you know the different stages of sun. So anyway, he's going to fill you, enrich you with the rays of knowledge, with the jewels of knowledge. He is going to decorate all of you. The other day he has beautifully clarified how to develop the power of concentration. So based on your special request, we have again requested him to give a class on today's topic, which is to become an easy yogi and a powerful yogi. Also, easy yoga to become a powerful yogi. So I request Brother Suraj to share his experience in English. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Hope you are happy with Diwali celebrations.
Are you happy? So sorry, I just forgot to say, let's give him a big hand and welcome him. Yeah, a little louder please. Thank you.
So our main aim is to become yogi. And we know a yogi is a blessing for this whole world. A yogi can create vibrations. A yogi has got the power to change this entire world. Two important things: through the power of purity, we bring change into nature, we purify nature. And through the power of yoga, we establish our deity kingdom on this earth. This yoga is also a power as well as fire. Through this fire, this old world, sinful souls, sinful persons, and sins are destroyed from this earth. So yoga is not important for self, but it is the biggest service to humanity. Baba's words: those who remember me 8 hours a day are my very, very helpful children, because they spread the vibrations of peace, might and purity in this world. So just make your mind, or I would say, in this spiritual life, dedicate yourself to spirituality, to yoga. Dedicate yourself. Did you follow this? Everything. Use your entire power. Power of mind, power of intellect, to become a good yogi, a successful yogi. Successful life depends upon the life of a successful yogi. So today in this class, I will keep some beautiful practices in front of you, and I hope you will enjoy easy yoga. In fact, yoga is not very difficult. In bhakti, in the philosophy of yoga, ancient philosophy of Bharat, of yoga, they made it very complicated. Complicated why? They tried to teach that you have to become thoughtless. The final stage, thoughtless. You have to awaken your seven chakras. You need a perfect guru. It's not an easy task. Made it very complicated, very hard. So a common man could not think to become a yogi. It is called in Indian philosophy, Eightfold Yoga. In Hindi Sanskrit, Ashtang Yoga. Ashtang Yoga. One part of that yoga is to awaken the chakras. And they believe that if you awaken your kundalini, it is one center of energy, you will become divine. And it became very hard. Baba simplified everything, made everything easy. You are a soul. That's all. Entire knowledge of many philosophies ends here. You are a soul. I had studied Indian philosophy. They wrote big books and finally they decided you are soul or not. Still they were in doubt. You are this soul or this soul, mind, or intellect, or separate from them, what you are still, they were not sure. And Baba spoke in one line, you are not this body, you are a soul. Become soul conscious. So the essence of all Indian philosophy is, you are a soul. And also that connect yourself to God, but they could not know who God is. So now, Baba has taught us this easy Raj Yoga. Through this Raj Yoga, we can burn our sins, we can purify our sanskaras, we can imbibe all divine qualities in our life, we can divinize our mind and intellect. We can become karmatit. We can become a deity. So this is such a wonderful yoga. The king of all yogas of the world. We have to become master in this. I would clarify to you first of all, mainly four pillars of this yoga. Four pillars of this yoga. For becoming a successful yogi, we must practice four things. One is bodilessness. Second is self-respect. Third is to see others as soul. And fourth one is to practice five forms. Five forms. If we follow these four pillars, bodilessness, self-respect, seeing soul, and five form, easily we can enjoy company of Baba. We can focus our mind and intellect on Him. We can make Him as our friend. We can experience that we are very close to Him. He is not God, but He is my friend. He is not God for me. He is my friend. We can bring such natural feeling in our life. So practice of self, for bodilessness, just I give you 2 points only, not many. Two. Although here can be 7 points, but 2 important points. One from today's Murli. I have entered this body. I am in an incarnation. I am Shiv Shakti Avatar. Baba's beautiful word in Hindi. You are Shiv Shakti Avatar. You can remember this word. Shiv Shakti, incarnation of Shiv Shakti. And you have come down, you have entered this body like Baba in order to establish new religion, the great religion on this earth. So always keep in your mind that my life is meant for this purpose only. So one practice, I am a soul, I came from soul world, entered here. Feel it. Make a vision in your mind, keep a vision. Brahma Baba is sitting, Shiva Baba came down, he is coming down, enter the body of Brahma. Likewise, my body is here, I came down, there. This practice. Separation. Detachment. This is separate from me. I am not this. This one practice. Second practice. It's also most beautiful. Very simple. Just in a second, feel that my body disappeared. And what is left behind? Soul, nirakar, soul. Just me. See yourself, visualize yourself. Just do this practice now. Body disappeared. No more body. Only me, soul, nirakar, incorporeal. Om Shanti. It will automatically silent our mind. We don't need to do anything else. Automatically all thoughts will end. So in order to end, to stop all thoughts, waste, negative, unnecessary, we have to create elevated thoughts. This is the technique. We have to create elevated thoughts. Don't suppress your thoughts. That all negative thoughts are coming. No, go away. No, don't come. They will be coming, coming, coming. Create new thoughts, elevated thoughts, and automatically all other thoughts will end. This technique was not known to our monks and great scholars of yoga. So they were saying, just watch your thoughts. What is coming, going in your mind? And gradually they will end. But there was no success. This is the best yukti. Create such elevated thoughts and all other thoughts will silent. Second thing is self-respect. Very great practice. Brahmins, I can say, I know to many, or if I am true, I can say, 90% Brahmins don't know the significance of self-respect. Therefore, they are making a lot of struggle in their lives. But self-respect can solve all problems. What self-respect is, how to practice it? You know self-respect. But how to practice it? For example, Baba says, you are great soul. Baba says, God says, the one who is true, God is truth. The true God says truth. It is truth about ourselves that we are great. Just do accept it. Accept it. It's true. It's reality. I am great. And all hidden greatness, many greatnesses are here inside us. They are hidden, in hidden form. They will come up. They will become active. And our life will become the embodiment of all greatness. Same thing. I am Master Almighty. It means, the moment we became Baba children, He gave us all of His powers. So we are the embodiment of all powers of Almighty. We are most powerful. Accept it. So acceptance is important thing in our life. Ye tab en pani bhi chahiyega mujhe. Acceptance. Just, you have to work on this. The word acceptance. Work like this. The thing we cannot change, we must accept them. Suppose our past was not good. But now we cannot change our past, so just do accept it and do something else for bright future. Don't remain always under the effect of the past. Accept many things. If we learn the art of acceptance, destruction will become the game of enjoyment for us. We will have to accept that this earth is going to be empty. All have to leave their bodies, have to go back. We have to leave everything, everything. We have to become alone, only soul, nothing else. No money, no property, no house, no bank balance, nothing. So if we accept it, we will enjoy everything. And if we don't accept, we will be crying all the time, "Oh Baba, you don't help me." But he will say, "I am helping you. I have come to take you back home. Get ready now. Be ready. Prepare yourself to come with me." So acceptance, work on this. We have to accept positive things. What Baba says, do it, accept. And if negative things are here, if the things or events that takes place in our life, we cannot change them. Suppose someone dies, our dear and near ones dies. We cannot change. No one has got control on death, so we will have to accept it. If we don't accept, then there will be a big flow of negative thoughts in our mind. So to enjoy self-respect, we have to accept those points, and then we can use a beautiful word, self-honor. Give honor to your own self. We are very great. We are the ancestors. We are the master of this nature. We are world benefactor. We are victorious jewels. These are the thoughts of self-respect. Third thing, practice 5-4. I hope you know 5-4s. But practice. I got two beautiful news just 3 days before. One brother, he was sharing his experience. Once I shared my experience, there was one bachelor, one Kumar. He was very much disturbed. He came to me for the solution. I asked him many questions and found that he cannot do any deep tapasya. So I asked him to do the practice of 5-4. Just repeat. "I am the soul. I was a deity. I was worship worthy. Now I am Brahmin. I will become angel." Just repeat it, but 108 times per day. So he did. And at the end of the day, when he came to me, I saw his face, lot of joy, bliss, deep peace on his face. So this one man, apne kya practice? This brother, he did 50 times every day. 50. Means every hour at least 3 times. 3 times every hour. Very good experience. Just 6 days before, I got a phone call from a sister in India. She was very much puzzled. I just suggested her that you should do 5-4 practice once a hour and do it for 3 days and give me good result. Give me back call. So she listened that I am saying do 3 times per hour. She did 3 times per hour. And 2 days before, she gave me a ring that I enjoy my life, my all problems finished. I asked her, "For how many more days you would like to practice 5-4? Her answer was full of courage, "For whole life." This is the magic of these five forms. Significance of five forms is, for example, we practice that I was a deity in golden age. Just visualize your deity form. Create some thoughts, say five thoughts only for that form. So the divine sanskaras of deity form come in this life, in this mind and intellect. This will be the great benefit. When we practice, I was worship-worthy deity, God, Goddess, to whom devotees are worshipping in the temples. So we will become like gods and goddesses. We will give blessings to others. We will become the bestower. Our purity will increase a lot. Our love, our mercy, many other sanskaras will emerge in our life. So every day we listen in Sakar Murli, Ispin Sodarsan Chakra. And Baba specifically says, your sins will destroy. You will become free from your sins. This is the effect of this Swadarsan Chakra, means practice of five forms. So we should give attention to this. I can say, on the basis of my experience and experience of many yogis, practice of five forms makes our mind stable easily. We were talking about concentration. This is a practical approach to improve concentration. When you sit in yoga any time, practice five times to these five forms. You can do only in 5 minutes. Five times in 5 minutes, and you will enjoy your yoga very much, very easily. Yoga will become easy. So I have noticed that practice of five forms, it cleanses our intellect. All rubbish goes out. This is the great benefit to it. Fourth one is seeing souls. In everybody, there is a soul. All are souls. My brother, this is my family. All are great souls. All souls belong to deity religion. Such churning also. Such drashti. I note down one point from Sakar Murli many years before. If you see others as soul, it means you give current to them. Now we use the word vibrations. So seeing soul means giving vibrations. This is such a beautiful service this way. So these are the four pillars. If we become expert in all these, we can become a perfect yogi. In our yoga, we don't ask Baba to give us anything. We don't pray. We should be very clear. We don't pray, Baba, give me might. Baba, please give me peace. Oh Baba, I'm in great problem, you please give me help. Although we can do it. Baba is my Baba. We have got right on him. We can ask him to help us. But, and he will give help. But, important thing, although he does help us, he cooperates us all the time, but he wants us to make so powerful that we don't need his help. We can help entire world. So would you like to always ask for cooperation to Baba, or would you like to become so powerful that you can give light and might to entire world? What is there in your mind? Powerful? Powerful? Not one who prays always, Baba, Baba, and then complaints of God. Even Baba doesn't help me. Baba doesn't help me. But if we need His help, what should we do? This is also a very good practice of yoga. Invoke Baba. Invite Him. Give a hearty invitation to Him, Baba. Please come down to me. And He will come. And just His presence is enough. When God is here with us, means we don't need to ask Him for help. Automatically help is there. So I would like now that we all would invoke Bap Dada and will experience that He comes down and put His hand on our head, give us blessings. Right? Okay. Now, leave your notebooks here and just let us go to soul world in Paramdham. Visualize Baba there, incorporeal Shiv Baba, almighty. Give hearty invitation to Him. O Baba, O my most beloved, O my true friend, I am waiting for you. I am inviting you. You just leave your soul world and come down to me. Very lovingly, I am waiting for you. On listening our invitation, Baba began to come down. Just visualize Almighty is coming down. Slowly and slowly He is coming down. He reached in subtle world. Entered the subtle body of Brahma Baba. Now both are coming down. He came in front of me. He is giving me drishti. He put His hand of blessing on my head. And gave me a blessing. O child, be Master Almighty. Be victorious. Baba's hand on my head. From his hand, good pure vibrations are spreading in my whole body. Om Shanti. It will help us very much. These vibrations will purify, cool down all sense organs, will empower us. In some cases, I suggested this yukti to those who had severe headache for years and years. No medicine in the world, no solution, severe headache. I asked them, invoke Baba 5 times a day and feel that his hand on my head, giving pure energy to my brain, and they got free from headache. This is such a wonderful magic. So always we can invoke this way to Baba. Make it your nature that whenever you are in problem, whenever you have to do some specific work, ask Baba, please come down. Just in a second, please come down and feel Baba is here. Suppose at the time of destruction, somewhere you are alone. Lot of fear. Someone put a bomb near you. You notice bomb is there. It is going to blast. Invoke Baba, Baba, come down. Become the canopy of protection over my head. And you will find that you are safe. Bomb will not blast. It will blast when you will move miles away from that place. It is going to happen during destruction. Baba children will experience miraculous help of Baba. They will remain safe always under his protection. So this is also a beautiful method. Two other things I would suggest you, though these things are very practical. And then thirdly, I would share you some points which you can practice in work. Not just sitting meditation, but karma yoga. So two more things are, one is, at least once a day, give hearty thanks to Baba in 5 minutes. Not in one line, thank you Baba, not like this. Now I am telling you how to do, what to do. Feel yourself that I am in subtle world. Now, you can note down first, then we will experience. So talk to Baba this way. Feel yourself that you are in subtle region. Bap Dada is there in front of you. He is giving drishti, smiling. You can shake hand, you can hug, you can meet him. Anyway, he is your friend. Don't remain official with him. He is your friend, he is yours. He's very loveful, loving all the time, ocean of love. He's not official, not Dharamraj. Don't remember Dharamraj. He's my friend. He's giving drishti, giving loveful drishti. And then just talk to him this way. Baba, you have enlightened my life. You have given me perfect knowledge. You have given me a divine intellect. Many, many thanks to you. Then second thing, Baba, you have opened the lock of my luck. You have brightened my luck. The sun of my fortune is shining in this world. You have become supporter of my life, support of my life. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Sukriya. Sukriya, Baba. Many, many sukriya to you. Thirdly, Baba, you have given me all of your powers. You have made me Master Almighty. You made me fearless. You gave me many blessings. You have become the boatman of my lifeboat. You have become my true friend. Oh Baba, again and again, many, many times, sukriya to you. Dhanyavad. This way. So just remind yourself, Baba, you have given me these many things. You have given me real happiness. You made me the richest in the world. You made me happy person. You have solved all problems of my life. You have become my companion. You came in my life. I was alone. Now you came in my life. Many, many thanks to you. So what will happen? Mind will become full of love. And it will help us to enjoy Baba's remembrance, yoga, his company. So let us do once this experience. Very loveful feeling. Just immediately in a second, feel yourself in subtle world. World of angels, above sky. There is white light everywhere, vibrations of enjoyment, joy, full of bliss. Bap Dada is coming from a little far distant place. In his forehead, Almighty Shivaba is shining. He is coming towards me. Now he is in front of me. We are face to face. Give hearty thanks to him. O my true friend, O ocean of knowledge, you have given me perfect knowledge. You have enlightened my entire life. You have given me divine intellect. You have become my true friend. Many, many thanks to you. O my most beloved Baba, you have brought the gift of heaven for me. You have brightened my fortune. You came into my life. You became my companion. Millions and millions of thanks to you. O Almighty, you have given all of your powers to me. You are my true Sadguru. You have given me many blessings. Now my mind is full of happiness. My intellect has become full of blessings. You have given me new life. You have made me free from all bondage. You have become the boatman of my lifeboat. Again and again, millions and millions, Sukriya to you. Baba is giving drashti, smiling. Om Shanti. It will bring you very close to him. Did you like this? Every day, at least once. But if you do once in the morning and once at night before going to bed, then whole night will be Satopradhan, free from dreams, sound sleep, and morning moments will be very enjoyable. Now, before coming to that point which is very important of everyone's life, I would share some beautiful things in front of you. How to practice this yoga into karmas, karma yogi life. So what you have to do? You have to make your own plan. I am just giving you many points. Write down at least 8 types of work you have to do whole day. 8. Some are common work, just as we have to bathe, we have to cook the food, you have to eat the food, you have to listen Murli, Amratvela, your job, your office work, or your soap, your business, or you have to look after your children, or you want to create good vibrations in your home. So some simple yuktis. In order to create very spiritual, very powerful vibrations in your home, just one simple practice every day 2 times. It will not take time, just one minute. See all members of your family. See them with this angle that they are great soul of deity religion. They are very good soul, children of my Shivaba. They are very good soul. And I am a great soul. 2 thoughts for self. I am a great soul, or I am Master Almighty. And for them, they are good souls. They are great souls of deity religion. My family is very good family, loving family. Such thoughts. So your own thoughts will create vibrations. And you will find that many problems will be solved. This is one simple thing. While bathing, the simple practice, this body is my temple, I am a worship-worthy deity sitting here, I am cleaning my temple. This is my temple. Once in Avyakt Murli, Baba had mentioned these things. While cooking the food, a very miraculous practice which is giving wonderful experience to many mothers at home. When you cook, just remember, I am supremely pure soul. Many times. I asked them to practice 108 times when you cook. So what will happen? From your hands, from your eyes, pure vibrations will go to the food and they will purify everyone. And you will remain free from waste thoughts. If you practice it only 21 times, I am supremely pure soul. I am cooking food. This food is Brahma Bhojan. I am supremely pure soul. I am supremely pure soul. You will enjoy it very much. I hope you would have heard about one research of Russian scientists they made on water. I have learnt with simple experiment many things in my life. And so people started to believe me as a doctor. What I do, what I suggest, take water in a glass, give drashti to it, and remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty. And this water will become a powerful tonic medicine. It will work. Second thought is, I am supremely pure soul. Water will become very powerful medicine. It will cure many diseases. I am teaching it to cure many wonderful diseases. Wonderful, severe diseases. I give you one example of just 5 months before. One girl here is a big city in India, name is Pune. Okay. Feel that Baba's rays are coming to me. So I was sharing that experience. One girl of 20 years old, she had two big holes in the heart. Doctors said, no treatment in the world. Don't waste your money. Her mother, in Gyan, practiced meditation. I went there, she came to me, brought that girl. What to do? So I suggested four spiritual practices. One was to charge water like this and drink. Put right hand on the heart, give energy. At night, give this thought to your subconscious mind that my heart is perfect. And to mother I said, you have to do 1 hour yoga for your daughter. And wonderful result, in 2 months, that girl became perfect, healthy. Doctors were amazing. Who gave you treatment? She said, Supreme Surgeon. One girl of 30 years in Mumbai, both kidneys were failed. It is also the case of 8 months before. I suggested her 3-4 yukti of spiritualism, and it was a miracle for her. In 14 days, both kidneys became perfect. So spiritual energy can heal this body. Wonderful experience. Especially I am using this water therapy. So it is giving actually miraculous result to everyone. So in your work, you should practice different things. Just as in one work, you can note down the points and then you can fix with your work. That in this work, I will do this practice. In this work, I will do this practice. So in one work, that Shiv Baba is here. Canopy of protection over my head. One powerful practice. Second thing, when you go to your office, to your work every day, through bike or car or through any means, when you start to go from your home, always remember 3 thoughts. I am Master Almighty. I am obstacle free. And success is my birthright. In some other work, just simple feeling that Baba's rays are coming down to me. I am under a fountain of God's rays. Simple feeling. One another thing I would like to suggest to you, every day, make a time of 10 minutes to give pure vibrations to the nature. All 5 elements. They need our pure energy. Nature is thirsty, powerless. Our pure energy will empower it, will make it perfect. I can say healthy, wealthy. Nature has become very weak. It's not giving food to us. We are forcefully taking it. Nature is also our mother. It has served us for 5,000 years. It has given us this body. So we have to serve nature now by giving pure vibrations. So spare 10 minutes to serve the nature. And how to do, what to do? Come in the feeling, I am supremely pure soul, or I am an angel of purity, master of this nature. Then feel yourself, you will enjoy this practice very much. Feel yourself that you are in the sky, angel in the sky. Pure vibrations are coming to me from Baba. And they are spreading out from me, going to entire nature. Nature is receiving pure vibrations from me. So Baba's pure vibrations are coming to me, from me they are going to nature. You can repeat these thoughts and enjoy it for 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, you can repeat this thought for 10 times. Baba's pure vibrations are coming to me. I am the angel of purity. These pure vibrations are going to the nature. Then enjoy. Then repeat, enjoy, repeat, enjoy. So this way, you can enjoy very good yoga. It's a big subject for me. I cannot say that I can finish it within 1 hour. It can be discussed in many hours, hours and hours. Now, last thing is, practice, practice and practice. If you don't practice, yoga is most difficult subject in the world. And if you practice, 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 it becomes a game. You need not to practice, then you will enjoy Baba is with me. So make a simple plan. That this time I will do this practice, this time I will do this practice, in this work I will do this. And make it easy. Now one thing, which is my favorite subject nowadays, but in 15 minutes I will keep it in front of you, that is power of thought. How to use it, just simple thing. Important thing we must know, that our each and every thought has got creative energy in it. So whatever you think again, you create that situation. Just simple thing, keep it in your mind. Suppose you are thinking always, oh, I am not happy, my life is not happy. What will happen? You will lose your happiness. And if you think always, I am most happy person in the world, you will remain ever happy. Never think, I am poor. No, I am the richest in the world. And wealth will come to your feet. You will experience it. So the thought you create, there is lot of energy in them. What happens? How do they work? These vibrations of our thoughts spread out. They go to the nature, mix up with the nature. Reaction is there, come back to us, being double. This is they call law of attraction, psychologists. Whatever we think, we will attract it from the nature. So what you have to do in the morning time, just keep this point in your mind. When we wake up in the morning, first 10 minutes, this is the golden period for our life. We can create our fortune as we want to create it in these 10 minutes of early morning hours, 10 minutes of the beginning. Because at that time, why they are important? Because at that time, our conscious mind is silent, so our subconscious mind is fully active. It takes 10 minutes, when conscious mind will become active, subconscious mind will become silent. It takes 10 minutes. So those 10 minutes are most important for us because our subconscious mind is active, our conscious mind is also active. It is silent, but we can create thoughts at that time. One more important point. When we open our eyes in the morning, what is my first thought? My first thought will affect my whole life very much. First thought. Not only my this life, but my whole cycle. Be aware of it. So whenever you open your eyes in the morning, consciously think what I have to think at that time. You can think as soon as you open your eyes, say, "Good morning, Baba. I am most fortunate person in the world." You should think this way as if entire world is listening. Entire nature is listening to you. Oh, just listen. I am the richest in the world. And see the result. You can create such thoughts in your mind. I am a great soul. I am most happy person in the world. I am a successful person in the world. I have got blessing of success from God. I am Master Almighty. My brain, my mind is very divine. I am stress free. I am obstacle free. Create the thought what you want to create. Suppose you have a certain problem in your life. A problem is standing in front of you like a ghost. It is giving you a lot of trouble. Wake up in the morning. Remember just Baba and create a thought. I am free from this problem. Repeat it 5 times. I am free from this problem. I am free from this problem. And you will see very soon problem will go. Create such thoughts. If you are not happy in your life, if you don't find love in your life, create this thought. I am the most happy person in the world. My family is full of love. There is lot of love in my family. So you will find result accordingly. This is the beautiful technique. I myself am doing this. Yesterday was the best day of my life. Yesterday morning. I wake up 2:30. I don't know what happened to me. I don't know how Baba did it. And I enjoyed my 2 hours in the morning. Not only in yoga, but in such thoughts. We must remember always. Our own thoughts is the main base of our enjoyment. Not only yoga, thoughts. Thoughts are very important. Entire life is based on thoughts. You can see, a wealthy person, I know in India, a person, he got 50 millions of rupees. But he is thinking, it's not enough. They must become 100 millions. He got 100 millions. Then he thought, 100, nothing. That neighbor has got 200. I must have 500 millions of rupees. Then he's running, doing many things to make 500 millions. And he's not happy in life. See a person in the village, he has only 50,000 rupees in his bank balance, only 10,000 rupees in his bank balance. And many laborers you see in our yag, they have no bank balance. They are most happy. Because thought. So thoughts are the base for everything. So I would say, enjoy your present. Present. All worries of your future, give up to Baba. Baba is responsible for me. I have given my hand in His hand. My hand is here in the hand of God. Why should I worry? And we should also keep in our mind, wealth will not give us any cooperation at the time of destruction. Wealth. No, nothing. Entire world is running after wealth. Wealth will become like nothing. Only our higher stage, our elevated thoughts, Baba's cooperation, our own pure deeds will become our true friend at that time. So we must make our store full in these things. So, in spite of thinking of money, think of elevated stage. Money will come after you. Money will become your shadow. You need not to run after money. Let money run after you. You can experience it. So, in the morning, you can write down many thoughts for the morning. Every morning, enjoy your life. I am the most happy, most fortunate, most powerful, obstacle-free, problems-free. Think this way. And your yoga will become very easy. Purity will become very easy. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Did you like this? You will enjoy. I would add one thing. At night, before going to bed, you must know, doctors don't know this thing, but you become a spiritual doctor, you must know, in whole night, our subconscious mind has got maximum healing power. So when you are about to sleep at night, when you feel I am going to sleep now, create this thought, I am free from this disease. I am perfectly healthy. My blood pressure is normal. My diabetes has become normal. And you will become free from that. To the sister who had failed his both kidney, I taught her this. Before going to bed, create this thought. Think 5 times, my kidneys are normal. My kidneys are normal. My kidneys are normal. This way, you can use your power of thought, your spiritual power, in order to live healthy life, happy life, wealthy life, stress-free life, obstacle-free life. Never think, my yoga is very poor, my purity is very poor. No, always in the morning, I am a great yogi. I have got divine intellect. My mind is stable. Think this way. Don't think, oh, my mind runs here and there. It is not in my own control. No. I have got a stable mind. My mind is my friend. It is cooperating me all the time. My mind is my good friend. My intellect has become my good friend. Think this way. Om Shanti. कल पूछें क्वेश्चन भी. प्योरिटी एंड क्वेश्चंस टुमारो. इसी टाइम. आर यू रेडी फॉर टुमारो 11 o'clock? कल हम आ जाएंगे क्योंकि फिर पता नहीं दिवाली होगी और कहीं जाना मुझे. सो टुमारो अगेन क्वेश्चन आंसर एंड प्योरिटी. Now I think you can learn how to solve your all problems with the power of thought. My relations are bad, my children are not good, my husband does this way, that way. No. Create good thoughts for them and you will find good results. Just experience of one engineer of Mumbai, recent experience. He was so much upset in his Lokik job. He is earning lot of money every month, but lot of upset. He gave me ring. I am very angry. There are three boss, senior officers. They are giving lot of trouble to me. They are torturing me. I want to shoot them. He was so angry. What to do? I myself will suit and will suit them. I don't want to live in this world. He gave ring to me. It just case of 15 days before. I asked him, don't worry, Baba is with you. Be quiet now. And in the morning tomorrow, just create two thoughts only. I am Master Almighty. And these three thought souls are my good friend. Five times. I am Master Almighty. These three officers are my good friend. He did for 3 days. And after 3 days, he gave me ring back. Wonder, they have become my good friend. So see, the situation. He wanted to kill them. And self. And now they are friendly. Only in 3 days, just he gave only 3 minutes for them in the morning. So we can solve all of our problems with the power of thoughts. Okay.